Welcome back to the Common Shifts podcast. I'm your host, Dax.
And I'm Jamal.
And today we have our first special guest on our podcast.
Yeah, it's me, the one and only. Do you want me to say my name? Do you want me to say the assault bro? Yeah. I'm the assault bro, by the way, if you didn't know. Obviously, you already knew who I am, but we can go ahead.
I've hyped you up in the last podcast, too.
Yes, he did.
I'm so excited to make this podcast.
He's very excited.
Like, if you're looking at the camera, I'm just smiling this whole time.
He's been thinking about this since we've got off last time we recorded.
Yeah, but yeah, our special guest is Assault Bro, or Billy. If you know who he is, he's a big Twitch streamer.
So big.
Very massive.
Yeah, so why don't you introduce yourself? Tell him what you do.
So basically you want me to tell my personal life or like what like, you know, what
everything,
what,
just spill everything. The beans.
All right. Well, I am a gamer that likes women. All right. It's pretty crazy. Especially your mom. She's very out there. You know what I'm saying? And basically I play a lot of Minecraft. I don't play Minecraft or I play Valorant. Those are your two options with me. I'll play a random horror game every so often. And then when it comes to like real life stuff, literally I work and stream and sleep. That's all it is. That's literally my life.
Work.
Yep.
Work, stream and sleep.
Yep. It's a great life. 100% don't recommend it, but hey, you do you, man. You guys, you people, you know, you follow your dreams. Okay. Follow your dreams and do you, and, hopefully the grind at the very end will at least pay off. That's what I'm looking for as well.
I agree.
Yep.
That was very inspirational.
Yeah, it was.
Very inspirational.
Okay, I'm an inspirational type of guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't want this episode to like turn out like we're interviewing you, but that's probably how it's going to turn out.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Probably. You know? Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, because you have a very interesting life. It's cool what you do.
I build pools throughout the day, so I'm like Bob the Builder, but instead of Bob the Builder, I'm Billy the Builder, and then I come home, and like, you know, one tap, you know, these bros on Valorant, you know, give them a little bit of that good stuff, and then, you know, I go on Minecraft and, you know, do a little bit of mining, all right, and then I sleep.
And you get trolled. You get trolled a lot.
And I get trolled. Yeah, people love to make me miserable. So it's a great time, you know. It's very bad enough. I'm outside working, and then I come home like, oh yeah, I want to get more of that, you know, that goodness. You know, I don't want to come home and, you know, have a great group of friends, you know, that want to, you know, have fun. No, we just gotta gotta kill me and, you know, do the worst. Do the worst of the worst.
Yeah. So, me and Jamal have thought of a couple of questions to ask you. As I told you before, you were very worried, I should say.
Yes.
About the questions, weren't you?
Yes.
Scared. You're a little scared.
Yeah, because I'm pretty bad at on the spot stuff, but we'll go. We'll try it.
Well, every podcast episode is on the spot, man.
Yeah.
We're used to it.
We're so used to it.
We've been doing this podcast for 3 years now.
Three years.
Exactly three.
It has been like 3 years, but we've posted like three episodes within those 3 years.
Mm-hmm. What was I doing 3 years ago? What was 3 years ago? That was when COVID started.
Yeah.
COVID,
end of 2019.
Kind yep.
of.
Wow.
What were you doing in 2019?
What was I doing in 2019? I don't even know what I was doing in 2019. I was in college. That's all I know. That was about it. That I don't even think during that time I streamed that much either. That I think I was focused on the college life of me getting no more women than I already had, and doing good in school. You know, just, you know, grind the school out. I think that's about it. It was about it.
Lovely.
Yeah. When did you like start streaming?
Oh God. When did I start streaming? I think I started streaming back in like 2017, I think.
Okay.
But I've been I did YouTube before that, and then I went into streaming, realizing that, you know, maybe the streaming life's better. In my opinion, it is. I don't like doing the video life, but that's just kind of people's opinion on that. And people have different sides on that part, but
yeah. I find the video life, is, like, especially uploading on YouTube, is a lot harder because you have mm-hmm. to edit and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then with live streaming, you have to, like, do everything in the moment. You got to be a quick thinker.
Yep.
So you can't change it. Once you say it, it's done. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, those canceling moments, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised you haven't got canceled. I'm being real.
Come on, man. I just make woman jokes, all right? They're completely fair and original.
He's a wholesome guy.
I am a wholesome guy.
Can't find anything wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you started YouTube a long time ago. Like, what? 6 years ago, I think. I think it was 6 years ago.
That channel was started 6 years. My main channel I have now was started 6 years ago, but had another channel before that one. So I've been doing YouTube since I was like 13. And that that's like literally that's 9 years now, basically, of doing stuff.
Lovely.
Yeah, 9 years, man. I started off at the point of me using an iPad to record my screen. That's how far ago that was. You know, it was those times. Those times.
Like to record your computer screen?
Yeah, it was like record my TV screen because I played on the Xbox.
Oh, yes, my sir. God. That's gamer, though.
Yeah. The old Xbox 360 and that Minecraft tutorial world. That was it right there, man. That was a blast.
Those were the days.
Those were. I don't know why. Do they still have those tutorial worlds, by the way? Does anyone know? I haven't got an Xbox in forever.
I don't think it's on anymore.
That'd be really cool if they did.
You'd have to go back to where it's not updated.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the tutorial worlds, dude.
Yeah, I know my one friend has a PS3 and he's got all the tutorial worlds, but it hasn't been up. His Minecraft hasn't been updated in a long time.
I see.
I used to like that was like the way they showcase off things as well for like the updates. That was how they showcase stuff off too. Was like
really
because like you have like you know the when Redstone came out, they had piston areas and like Redstone areas and like how it worked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the dumb way to teach you because you know. YouTube wasn't as popular at that time, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Especially for tutorials.
Yeah, of course, yeah. On YouTube, a lot of it was like survive. It was like more of like just survival stuff. Like people were just trying to like figure it out as well with them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the good old days.
You would say that you're kind of a professional at this streaming thing, hey?
Oh yeah, definitely, easily, you know, easily, yeah. I think streaming does take a personality to a point. You have to like have the off the top type knowledge to do stuff, at least to accommodate appeal to the audience to a point, right? Until mm-hmm. you get to a certain degree where you have like a good bit of viewers and you know your viewers know you well, it's like you kind of have to like build that audience up with your personality. That's what people like the most. You have to like make sure like you can't. Obviously be too fake, right? And you can't be fake, right? But you have to like be yourself, but like be a better version of yourself, you know?
Yeah. And like I've been your TikToks, man, like they're blowing up now.
Oh yeah.
Like, let's be real. Like I think your last two TikToks have gotten over 10,000 views.
Yep. One of them had like 8,000, another one had like 17,000.
Yeah.
No, the 17,000 one wasn't the I would say the most family-friendly one, but hey, all right, hey, we do what we gotta do sometimes, all right? That's how we blow people up on, you know, on a TikTok, you know? You gotta do the unpredictable.
You got nothing on Jamal, though. Jamal's got a TikTok with 1 million views.
For real?
For real.
Hold up. I'm gonna tell you what my biggest one is, all right? And that is not what she said, all right? Hold on, watch this, all right? Watch this, hold up. I have one that has, like, 100,000 likes on it, but I don't know... Okay, mine is 750,000, okay? So I'm pretty close to you, right there, Jamal? All right, I'm pretty close to you. And I was about finding another, right?
3,000. Okay.
What? I just zoned out so hard.
I think everyone just did, because I said something and everyone went quiet. Did I say something offensive?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. So, but yeah, about the personality talk, like, you... definitely have the personality for it because mm-hmm. like you're saying you got to be like you don't want to be fake and like when I watch your TikToks and your streams and your not much of videos because you'll barely upload, man. Come on, start uploading more.
Hey, man, it's a busy life, man. All right, it's a busy life. You know, it's you can't always get, you can't do everything. All right, one man can only do so much.
That is true. That's why you gotta get an assistant, man.
Yeah, yeah. Only if it was that easy to get into the system.
Yeah. But yeah, you watching your streams, like, they're like pretty professional. Like, you got the setup, you got the mic, you got the quality, mm-hmm. you got the personality, you've got everything. You don't have all the people.
Yeah, I don't have the people yet. The people was, I think a lot of things as well, as like I realized over time, like, it was a lot of things I had really bad. Like, oh god man, like all the stuff that I look back and I'm like, Jesus, what was I thinking? Why did I think that looked good? Who thought, why did no one tell me it didn't look good?
Oh, I think, dude, we've all been through that one.
Yeah, we've
like, all been through that. Man, dude, I just wish someone would say something, man. Don't just like sit there and just like, come on, man. Anyways, but yeah, it takes time. It takes time, honestly. And you have to have like a taste as well.
We all have that those questionable moments. So there's nothing you can do because you're always changing. Your perspective is always changing too. So.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
But yeah, you've been doing all this for a long time. You've seen some growth. I think you got, what, 4.4K followers on Twitch?
Yep.
And what's your average viewer?
Like my highest or like my average right now?
Your average.
So right now it's 20. That's the average right now.
Pretty good average, yeah.
Yeah, it was better before, you know. What my problem is I realized in the past, right? I had that break moment, right? That was when I had a lot of time to myself, and I think that's what really helped me the most. I'm not gonna lie, is because it helped. One thing is, I took a really long break, so a lot of people forgot I streamed. A lot of people, you know, kind of got apart and kind of forgot about me, and it happens, right? I'm not like, oh man, how dare they? You know, it happens, right? But yeah, I was definitely doing really good, like before I took the break. You know, I was doing like 25 to 30 at that point. I was almost hitting 30 at that point, but you know, we're getting back up there. That's fine. It takes time. I don't mind it. I'm trying to get that partner, you know, that partner life.
But yeah, you also have like viewers who will not forget you. Like the people that you talk to daily, they're if you take a year long break, they're going to be waiting that whole time.
Yep, and that was one thing as well. I had a lot of people that were waiting for me, man. They were waiting. They wanted me back so bad. I don't know why, man. You know, sometimes it's like, that's the one thing as well, like in life, is that you don't realize like what you do for people until like they say something about it, you know, like what you do like for personally, like make them like, I don't think about when I stream. My goal is to make people happy. That's like the main goal. It's like to make them smile, do stupid stuff. You know, that idea is like my main goal. Right, I don't do it for the money. I don't get any money anyway, so it doesn't matter. So like, I do it because I enjoy doing it, and as well as I want people, like, make people happy. Right, that's my main goal. That's a lot of things as well, as like, sometimes you get to the point in life, right, when your viewers, someone's gonna get upset, right, and that's like the hardest part, man, for me. It's like I try to do everything I can to make them happy, get them fixed, and it's just, it doesn't work sometimes. But you know, that's the part of life, you know. It's part of life.
But you're successful in making people happy. Like, let's be real. Like, I was one of those people that were waiting for you on your break. And I think you knew that because I was texting you also.
Yeah. I had a couple people that text me a lot too. It was really nice actually to have people like message me and check up on me.
It gives you a different mindset when you know people enjoy what you do and like take it to heart for what you do. It gives you that different mindset that you want to do it better, more frequent, and better more often.
Yeah, and also like it shows that people like actually appreciate for who you are. You know, it's not so much of, oh, he's just a streamer. Like, oh, wow. But I think as well, what helps a lot of people, I think, as like people like me to a point, is like, I'm not trying to flatter myself. It's just like the lower viewer count, right? It's more personal. You know, it's like if I got really big, it's so hard to like stay friends and keep update with everyone all the time. That's one thing I like. I want to become, you know, I love to be big and become famous. It's just that's the one thing, is like the people that I might lose because of becoming big. right? Mm-hmm. Not because of the ego, not because of all that stuff. It's just like the... Because
you can't focus on
those. I can't talk to everyone, you know? That's like time. You only have so much time throughout a day. And you only have so much time throughout a week. You know, it's like, it's not enough. You know, I wish time was longer, you know? I wish the days were longer. I wish I wouldn't have to sleep as much, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you need time to yourself, too.
Yeah.
That's why when I think about you, like, I know you're going to be big. I've told you that before. And that's why when you do become big, I will not disrespect you if you quit talking to me. Because it is so acceptable when it happens. It's going to happen. So
that's one thing as well. It's like, it's already bad enough that, like, I'm miserable. I text people back. If you know me, I'm awful at messaging someone back.
It took you a month to message me back at one point.
Yeah, like, I will read your message, and I'll just forget to message you back. I'm like, oh, okay, let me do that real quick. Type it down, and never hit enter. And I just, like, I get distracted. Like, oh, squirrel! You know? And then, like, I never at all, like, answer back, and I forget about you. And so, like, a week later, I'm like, oh, Dax, oh, my God. And then I go back to it. But, yeah, I'm really bad at messaging people. My ex told me that, so that's pretty cool.
Your ex told you that. That's pretty cool.
My ex let me know that. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. That happens though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna like change the direction that we're talking about. Okay. Me and Jamal talked about this like 2 weeks ago in our first podcast coming back. Okay. What would be if you could have any superpower? What would it be? I know you've been thinking about
invisibility.
This. Bro, you're wrong, man. You're
invisibility.
Wrong.
Invisibility. I say this because if I'm invisible, you can't see me, bro. All right? You're not going to be able to see me, but I can see you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? No, hey.
What kind of sus things are you into, man?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey. So, you know, I would say that would be... Actually, you know what? That probably be my most important... I would probably want invisibility in high school. Right now, I would want, like a time-changing... superpower. Like, I can, like, change time. I can rewind or go back or forward, you know? Like, things.
That's what both me and Jamal have
that's
picked.
What
oh, really? Oh, wow. Yep. Okay. Yeah. I think that would be my main superpower now. If I was in high school, then, oh, yeah, invisibility, dude. You know how many people I can see, dude, in the locker room? Like, come on.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's free. Like, I don't gotta, like, you know, I don't gotta, like, go online and look it up, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's free. It's free and real IRL, you know, in person.
See, you could do the same thing with time. Just stop time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what are you going to do? You're going to take their clothes off?
You could. No one else is going to know. Like, time stopped, man.
Like, I guess. Actually, yeah, you're right. Oh, I didn't think about pausing time. I thought about, I'm more like time traveling. Like, I go back, right? And I stay back there, you know? This is like, you know, that's like with that, I could fix my regrets. But the regrets that I have, maybe to who I am today, but, you know, I would like to go back and like fix stuff, know stuff, not be so stupid, you know? That's, I'm sure a lot of people have that same thought as well, but,
Yeah, so I was a little disrespected when you said invisibility, but now that you've changed your mind now.
I have two options. Those are my two. All right, those are my two. Yeah. Okay.
I think like the time one, it's just so overpowered too.
It is.
Like imagine like in the MCU, like if a supervillain had that power, they would have to nerf him so much.
They'll make it so like you can see his shadows, but like you or something like that. Or how would you even like? Maybe he gets older with it. Maybe his body transforms into older age for the amount of years he goes back or forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
That's a good one there. That'd be
just
a good...
fighting a 150-year-old man. Jamal, you haven't talked too much. Is there any input you want to say or anything?
No, not really. No. I'm just really tired today.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're like this every episode, so it's fine.
Yeah, I am usually like this. Yeah. Oh, I have a question for Billy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What inspired you to like stream and make videos?
Oh man. All right. So when I was younger, what inspired me, or who inspired me to be exact, was Captain Sparkles. Now you're like, you know, you're like, why Captain Sparkles, right? Well, when I was younger, I used to watch him and Syndicate. Syndicate a little bit. He wasn't like too much like my inspiration, but he was one of them. I would say that would help feed it. Mm-hmm. But I used to love watching their survival series. Loved watching it, dude. It was so awesome. I was like, wow, I want to be like them, dude. Like their survival. I loved watching like how old Minecraft and all that kind of stuff was. Like it was just crazy how that like transform over time, but seeing it like in that at that moment, just I loved it. It was something I could just take in and just keep taking in, like it was a drug, you know. And seeing him like his like how people like talk to him and how people like were like supporting him, it was really cool. It was a really cool thing to see and watch. And his personality as well kind of was pretty cool. But I just liked him for who he was and like how genuine he was. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, to this day, I still watch Captain Sparkles. Like, I haven't stopped watching them. I probably stopped watching them as much because I don't have the time like I used to, but I still support him. Like, all his little things he does and all that kind of cool stuff. But yeah, he was the main reason that started me my first step. I'm like, well, I don't have any money, but I have an iPad. And with that iPad, I can record great gameplay, all right, with the iPad, all right? Great iPad 1 quality, all right? Rear camera, too. I'm telling you, man.
Ooh.
But what really killed, like, back then when I was, like, doing it was my internet back then, all right? I had 1 megabyte up and down. It took a whole entire, like, day, a night, like, 10 hours to upload a single video. That was like a couple of gigabytes, a whole entire day or night. I don't know why I had that bad of internet. I don't know how you could have that bad of internet. I feel bad for you. Like I genuinely feel bad for you. Like I'm so sorry if you have the internet. Like you're watching this right now. Like, oh my God, I had the internet. I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, I feel
every
you.
Every time I play Valorant,
I feel the pain.
With you.
Okay, that's different. That's just your Canadian ping, all right? That's not your internet, all right? That's just your ping, all right? Your ping's not great, all right, to the servers that we're playing on, all right? So that's why, right? But, oh, my.
Oh, you don't feel bad for me? Wow. How disrespectful.
I mean, yeah, I feel bad for you, but, like, you know, I don't relate as much to that. You know, I relate to the 1 megabyte up and loaded down. I couldn't even live stream then. I really wanted to live stream only back then when I first started, but then I was so used to doing the YouTube schedule of like, oh, I'm going to record a video, post it, boom, that I didn't really get into it. Also, I couldn't get into it for like a long time. I didn't get like better internet till like, I think I was 17, 16, around that ballpark. The only way I got it because I asked for it for my birthday. I was like, hey, I don't need anything for my birthday. Just give me better internet. That's literally what I asked. That was it. And I got it. But that was the best decision I ever made in my life. Internet, oh, God, man. It's insane how we run our life on the internet. But it's just, oh, it was so nice.
But
dude.
You
it
need
so
it
nice.
At this
yeah.
point now.
Yeah, especially with streaming, dude. And, like, all, like streaming takes a lot. Like, even though, like, yeah, okay, let's say, for example, like, 5 megabytes or whatever, okay? We're going to get scientifically speaking here, okay? Like, 5 megabytes, like, that's, like, the minimum to like even think about even live streaming on Twitch, right? Upload speed wise, 5 megabytes. That's like the minimum. That's what they were like. The recommended is that, right? But a lot of people don't even have that. They can barely get like Spectrum. They don't even like sometimes offer that. Like at the very least, they have like 50 download with like 5 up. Like who the heck wants 50 download with 5 up? Just give me 50-50. Like whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Internet companies are kind of crazy lately, but I don't know what their plans are, but whatever.
I don't even think I get like 5 megabytes upload.
Poor man, you poor soldier.
Like, I have really bad internet and Jamal's got like really good internet.
I used to have really bad internet.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man. You gotta beg your family, like get on your knees and like say, oh, holy parents, please give me the Gucci internet, please, I deserve. Right, for your birthday or something like that. You know, do what I did.
I did get new better internet for my birthday as well.
Oh my.
I remember like talking to my parents like for like 2 whole months earlier, like, Mom, I can't do anything. The download speed's literally 100 kilobytes.
That's so bad.
Dad,
help. Oh, no. I got cleaning supplies for my birthday.
Yeah, you need...
Yeah, and then they bumped it up really big.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's what you need to do, Dax. You need to, like, get on your knees and, like, ask your parents to, like, you know, yes, give you that good Gucci, you know?
Yeah, they want to get Starlink, so...
Isn't like satellite base?
Yeah.
How does that even work? Like, don't you guys have a lot of snow and stuff like that? Like,
yeah, but the snow's not on the ground, not the air.
It snows. That's the action I'm trying to say, buddy. The action of snowing.
24/7. It snows from like.
Well, yeah, but when it does snow, but when it does snow, doesn't the internet get bad?
Like, no, it doesn't really affect it.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
The only one that will affect it is like rain. But it's got to be, like, coming out hard to affect it.
Hard.
Interesting.
Because that's what we have. We have satellite internet right now. It's either... The only thing that affects satellite internet for us is either rain or trees. But we've got all the trees cut down that would affect that, so...
Okay.
The more you know.
The more you know.
So, yeah, the podcast is going to be coming to an end soon. I think we have one more question, possibly.
Okay.
Do we?
We probably do, and neither of us can check. Yeah. I'm trying to think of it.
We're very professional.
When did you, like, start taking Twitch seriously?
That's a good question.
Thanks.
Taking it seriously. I think I started taking Twitch seriously once I hit the point of... 15 plus viewers. I think that was the point when I took it seriously. Because before, when I first started Twitch, I didn't have a big audience. I had a couple of people. Right? I wasn't big. I mean, I'm not saying I'm big now either, but you know what I mean. Like, I wasn't the three viewer base. That's where I was at. I just got affiliate, all that kind of cool stuff. And we're at the point now, right? But it was really when I probably got like 15 viewers, like 15-10 around that ballpark, because I didn't take streaming too seriously. I mean, I also used to stream on, you know, I used to stream on Mixer, I used to stream on YouTube, I tried all those platforms. Mixer was actually surprisingly my favorite. Okay, now people may have ifs or buts, or you know, they're a little, you know, you guys are a little might be upset about it, but Mixer was actually a really great place. Okay, I met a lot of people from Mixer, a lot, like even like, you know, like Fishy, all that kind of stuff. Like, he was from Mixer. Like, I met a couple people on here right now from Mixer.
Oh yeah.
So Mixer was actually a really cool place. I'm not gonna lie, it was a really fun place and a really fun time. If it was still up, I probably wouldn't be live streaming on Mixer right now, but it was cool for the time. I loved like their stickers, they're like, as well as like their community on Mixer. It was smaller, but it was way nicer. There wasn't a lot of toxic people on Mixer, okay? There was very few, right? And those are just the little, like, five-year-old trolls that are on their Xbox gonna go on Mixer and just, like, troll someone for the day. But, like, yeah. I eventually moved to Twitch, and that's when I took streaming really seriously.
Okay. I've always wondered this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did you get your first three viewers? Like, what did it take to get... How long did it take? What did it take? Did you like post something
my
on
first,
Instagram?
My first three viewers were my friends. That's where it first starts off as my friends. And what I used to do to be able to get that affiliate, I used to stream, I used to triple stream. All right. So when I streamed on Mixer, I streamed on Mixer, Twitch, and YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I did triple streaming. All right. And that helped. It helped out a lot because like some people couldn't get on Mixer, you know, some people couldn't get on Twitch, you know, people didn't have that some at the time, so I was like, okay, you know what, I can just stream on all three, and it worked out really well. I liked it. It was cool because even like the chat system, like on the screen itself, it would show like Mixer, Twitch, like the little emblem of like the site that they're on, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. And but like, that's why if you go like my channel right now and you like hover over like my badge, right, my badge tells you of how long I've been an affiliate, right? I could check real quick. I'm pretty sure it's like almost 2 years or something like that now. I've been an affiliate or something like that of sort.
What's the affiliate?
Oh,
I've
God.
Heard the term.
It's 29 months I've been an affiliate. So affiliate on Twitch is basically the moment where you can get subs. You can get bits. You can have channel points, that kind of stuff. That's affiliate on Twitch. Before, like, affiliate, you can't get subs. You can only get follows, and that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can't get, like, donations. And okay.
I mean, you could get donations by having, like, an off link, but, like, technically, no, you couldn't get donations. It was just straight, you streamed, and people could only follow you, and that's it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think the hardest part was actually getting that consistent 3 viewers. That was the hardest part of getting affiliate. Because when I streamed, that was the moment where it was like 1 viewer, 2 viewer. Like, and when they do, like, the average viewer, they go by like 2.7, 3.0. So like when you get to average this out over it used to be a month. You had to average at 3 viewers, and that was pretty hard. That was pretty hard at the time because I didn't have that kind of viewership, but I eventually got it. But that's because I told my friends, like, to start watching me, please just like leave it open. And I spam pinged them, like, you know, wake the frick up, stop eating some pretzels, and like come and like, you know, support me. All right.
Yeah. Before we end the podcast, would you have any like tips for someone or like
tips? I would say to, if you have a dream, follow it, man. Don't give up on it. Because, I mean, honestly, there's going to be a lot of points in, you know, life like mine. For example, I had a lot of moments where I kept giving up. And that's where the part where you fail the most at. And that's when you won't catch your dreams, when you fail. You have to keep chasing. There's going to be times where it's going to be miserable. It's going to be tough. It's going to suck. No matter what, anyone's dream that you chase is going to be like that. Just keep following it. It's going to pay out in the end. It will pay out in the end. It will pay out. That's how life is. You just got to chase it. And you got to have the desire to want to keep chasing it.
Wow, very, very inspirational.
Yes, very inspirational.
Wow.
Thank
but
you.
Yeah,
thank
you. Being consistent too, hey?
Mm-hmm. Like, consistent. That is a, especially if you want to do streaming or YouTube, consistency is the main policy. All right? You can't just, yeah. unless you're famous, unless you got like ton of TikTok followers and you know, your Twitch, you know, you have million, that's, you don't have to be consistent, right? I mean, That's different stuff, but yeah.
I want to grow
consistency.
When I first heard that consistency was key on YouTube, I didn't believe it. This was back in 2018. I posted daily for about 4 to 5 months. Ooh. And every single post, I know, crazy, right? Every single day I posted, I gained a subscriber.
Mm.
And then it went from 1 subscriber a day to 2 subscribers a day, and then 3 subscribers a day. Wow. And just the consistency, you just kept going up and up and up. You see that number going up, you're like, okay, I gotta post more, I gotta post better quality, quality content. And then I was doing so good. I was, you know how Social Blade has like predictions?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So Social Blade's prediction was I was gonna hit like 1,000 subscribers in 3 months.
Wow.
And I said, okay, first 3 months of high school, I'll keep uploading daily and I'll be my dream. I'll have 1,000 subscribers. First day of school, I'm like, I can't upload daily. Quit uploading. I didn't upload for a year. I seen that Social Blade at the rate that I was growing, it would take 12 years to get to 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, holy and crap.
Just a slight change.
Yeah, just and a slight change.
That's one of the things why I struggle doing YouTube consistently now. It's because I know I could have been big. Like, I could have made 1,000 subscribers, but I just let myself quit. And, like, I know I can do it again. It's just I can't do school and YouTube at the same time because I have to do one at 100%. I can't do both.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like Elon Musk said. He had either to put all his money in one company or put all his money in the other company. He did neither. He put all his money in both companies and it luckily worked out, but for me it wouldn't work. I have to do 100%. So hopefully this summer I can try and start grinding out content, and hopefully I can do it during the school system. But
well, I hope for you, man. I got you, man. I hope things are well, man. Hope things are well for that dude. That was definitely a thing that I learned as well. I mean, you have to start streaming. You have to start doing YouTube to understand that and know that. You have to learn from it, right? A lot of times people just say, oh, you got to be consistent. Right? They'll be consistent, but like, I'll would just be lazy one day, you know?
Yeah, that one day turns into 1 week.
And that one day turns into a week. And it'll feed in the appetite of like, oh, I can just slack off. It's fine. I don't care. You got to have 100%, man. You got to keep that grind. And a lot of times, my personal opinion, I feel like and found out that having a schedule to a point, like having like a life schedule, not like a stream schedule, you do a life schedule, helps out a lot. And I found that out recently, and that's why I've been so better, more consistent in what I'm doing. You just gotta like, the problem is, if you don't want to stream today, just hit the freaking stream button. Hit start streaming right there. Just hit it. Mm-hmm. Just hit it. Because you're gonna be sitting there, you're gonna think about it, and that's what's gonna kill it, is you keep thinking about it. You just gotta do it. Just go do it. Get it done with. Boom. You know, there's days when you can't do it, obviously. You know, depressed. Yeah, there's a lot of things, right? But if you're like, oh my god, I want to do it today, I'm just lazy, I'm tired. Just do it. Hit the button. Just do it, you know?
No, I'm gonna actually start doing that now. Like, oh, I want to make a video. I don't want to just press record.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like, probably one of the best tips you've ever given right there. Just do it. Yes. Just press that button.
Just do it.
I mean, I got a better tip than that, but...
Nah, you don't have to give us all your tips.
Save some for the next podcast.
Oh, Jamal's already making plans to have you on again.
Ooh, nice. You're welcome.
Maybe next time I'll actually be more awake and able to actually talk. I don't know why I'm so tired.
I'm like, I would just go silent. Thank you, Billy, for coming on as our first guest. I hope that was exciting. I hope you had a fun time. I had a fun time. Thank you guys for listening or watching the podcast. If you have anything to say, just be sure to comment down below, or you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to it on. And we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Have a good day.